Thanks for calling, Customer Service. My name is Deja. How may I help you today?
Ma'am, I'm very disgusted with you people. You took money out of my account that wasn't authorized.
Dang.
I said for a free sample, it cost $14 and something with shipping. I did not authorize any other withdrawal from my account. And you withdrawed $179.11 out of my account. And I want that money back. I did not order anything from you people except for that free sample.
Yes, sir. I'm so sorry about that, sir, for me to better assist you.
I'm telling you, you're going to be sorry if I don't get my money back.
Yes, sir. What did you say, sir?
Pardon me?
Yes, sir. What did you say?
I said there'd be a whole lot sorrier if I don't get my money back.
Yes, sir.
I did not authorize two other goddamn things taken on my account. $89 out of one of them, one for one thing, and $87 out of another. For another thing.
Yes.
And I did not order anything else.
Yes, sir. I do understand about that, and I'm so sorry. May I please have your zip code to better assist you?
Pardon me?
May I please have your zip code to better assist you?
Thank you.
Zip code. Your zip code, sir. May I have your zip code?
You call what? I can't understand you.
Zip code, sir.
My zip code is 52778. Or 52772 is my zip code.
Yes, sir. I still cannot understand you, sir. Could you repeat that zip code?
My zip code is 52772.
Bear me just 1 second. It's my system load, sir.
Pardon?
Bear me just 1 second. It's my system load, sir. May I please have your first and last name?
You're not speaking very clear either.
Yes, sir. So I'm trying to, sir. May I please have your first and last name?
My name is Ivan L. Tompkins.
And could you repeat that zip code? I'm not seeing anything. Could you repeat your zip code for me?
52772.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And that first and last name again, sir, because I'm looking and I don't see that name. May you please give me that first and last name again, sir?
Tompkins.
Yes, sir. So that zip code is 52772, correct?
Yes.
Yes, sir. And that first and last name, could you spell that first name for me, sir? Because I'm not pulling up anything with that. Could you spell that first name for me, sir?
Well, I called and talked to somebody just a few minutes ago, and they closed that account out. But I want my $179 back.
Yes, sir. So I cannot assist you, sir, if I don't have your account pulled up. Could you spell your first name for me?
My first name is I-V-A-N.
And your last name, sir?
T-O-M-P-K-I-N-S.
Could you repeat that?
T as in Tom. O M P as in Peter. K I N S.
Alrighty, so there's Tompkins. So I'm not pulling up an account with the Ivan Tompkins, and your telephone number is 877-336-7568. Is that correct?
That's where I'm calling from. I'm calling too. That's your number.
Oh, my bad. No, sir. It say your telephone number. Your telephone number is 877-336-7568.
That's your number.
So what's your, may I have your phone number, sir?
563-940-1126.
Okay, so I'm still not pulling up an account. Bear me just 1 second.
Well, you probably ain't pulling it up because she canceled it out. I told her to cancel it out.
Yes, sir. So that's probably the reason why, sir, and I'm so sorry about that, but I'm
yeah,
not.
Yeah, that's right. But I'm telling you right now, I did not authorize you to take money out of my account.
Yes, sir, I understand about that, sir. So I'm not pulling up anything but that zip code, that first and last name, and that phone
don't
number.
Don't give me the runaround.
So, sir, I'm not giving you the runaround, sir. It could be because she canceled your account, sir.
Well, I know it came out of my account, and you people didn't.
Bear me just 1 second.
Well, I'm going to get that money one way or another. I'll tell you that right now.
Yes, sir. Bear me just 1 second, sir. Look. Yes, sir. I'm still here, sir. So I'm still not pulling up. Just 1 second. Yes, sir. I'm still here, sir. I'm still trying to see if I see anything. So bear me just 1 second because I'm trying to pull up an account. All right, bear with me just 1 second, sir. I'm still looking. Sorry about taking so long, but it could be the reason why, because she canceled the account.
It was not authorized to take that money out of my account because I did not order anything else. All I ordered was a free sample, and that was it. Now, if I have to go to the Attorney General, I will go to the Attorney General and get my money back.
Yes, sir. So I don't have your account pulled up, sir. So, yeah. Yes, sir. So I'm not pulling up an account, sir.
Somebody pulled the money out. What is it? A scam?
No, sir. So I'm not pulling your account up, sir. It could be because the person you just talked to canceled your account.
Oh, they canceled it. I know they canceled the account because I just called them this morning. But I still want my $179 back that you pulled out of there and you wasn't supposed to.
Yes, sir. I do understand about that, sir.
Do I what?
I said I understand about that, sir.
Yeah, you better understand it. That's theft.
I'm still not pulling up an account, sir.
Beg your pardon?
I'm still not pulling up an account.
Well, then why did you take money out of my account? That's what
yes,
I'm
sir.
Doing. Why did you pull $179
yes, sir, so I'm not.
Do you have a boss there?
Yes, sir, but I'm willing to help you, sir, to assist you, sir. And they will tell you the same thing, that we are not pulling up in the account, sir. We are all on the same product call, sir. And we are not pulling up in the account, sir, with the information that you are giving me, sir.
If you're not pulling up account, why did you take $179 out of my account then? That's what I want to know. If you didn't, I wouldn't be calling you if you didn't do it.
Yes, sir, I understand about that, sir. Bear me just one second.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll give you 10 days to put that money back in my account. And that's it. 10 days. If it's not in there, I'll take further action. Because that's theft.
Yes, sir. I understand about that, sir.
You say all you want, but I'm telling you, 10 days, you got to put that money back in my account. And you have a great day.
You too. Thanks for calling Customer Service. You have a great day.